It seems so long ago. But remember Easter Day and the joy of that day? Our hearts burning within us as we celebrated the day of the resurrection. Just like the two men on the way to Emmaus after they encountered the risen and living Lord. In verse 32, it tells us, they said to each other, did not our hearts burn within us while we talked to us, while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? Hearts that burned. Are these not the kind of hearts that each of us desire to have? It's so easy for our hearts to grow cold to the joy of the resurrection. There are sad hearts weighed down with sorrow, suffering, and sin. There are troubled hearts perplexed by the problems of life. There are weak hearts that struggle with the trials and temptations of life. There are doubtful hearts, hearts that are uncertain whether Christ really walks with them and works for their good. There are lukewarm hearts, hearts that are indifferent to the things eternal and the relevancy of God's word in their lives. There are cold hearts, hearts that are not burning with faith and zeal in the living Lord. Whatever the temperature of your heart this morning, the risen Christ meets each of us where we are on the road of life. He speaks to us and breaks bread with us and reveals himself again as the risen and living Lord. He kindles our faith and brings our hearts from hopelessness to hearts burning with abounding joy. Let me illustrate. The story is told of an unusual incident that occurred during Napoleon's campaign in Austria. His army had advanced to within 6 miles of the village of Feldkirch. The Austrian army was some distance away, and it looked as if Feldkirch would be occupied without resistance. It was almost Easter. And on Easter Eve, the townspeople stayed up and prayed. Hour after hour, they prayed to the Lord to save their village. The next morning at sunrise, the bells of the village church rang out, and the sound carried across the countryside. Napoleon's officers, not realizing it was Easter Sunday, suspected that the Austrian army had moved into Feldkirch during the night. They ordered a retreat, and the occupation of Feldkirch never took place. Today, the bells of Easter still ring with joy. In today's gospel lesson, we join two men on the road to Emmaus. In verse 21, we are told they had hoped that he, Jesus, was the one. But their hope was that he was the promised Messiah, but that was shattered when he was crucified. To redeem Israel, many believed that the Messiah would physically restore the kingdom of Israel. They now experienced hopelessness of mortal men without Christ. There is no burning fire of faith or hope left in their hearts. Without the living Christ, the heart is frozen, cold. And we see this coldness in our world. We see how cold and loveless the human heart can be without Christ. The cold heart expresses itself in the coarsest language, the crudest behavior, the cruelest actions. The cold heart seeks warmth by embracing more and more things of this world, but the cold heart never, never warms up. But the living Christ comes to open our minds, warm our hearts, and gives us a living hope. Jesus joins the two men and expounds to them the scriptures. Jesus meets them and each of us today exactly where we are in our hopelessness. Verse 27, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Can you imagine being in that Sunday school lesson? Walking with Jesus? From Genesis to Malachi, he taught book by book, no doubt explaining the symbols and types, the sacrifices, the tabernacle, and the temple, such as in the book of Hebrews. Lee Strobel, in his book Inside the Mind of Unchurched Harry and Mary, states that the odds of one person fulfilling just 8 Old Testament prophecies is the same as covering the entire world, every bit of dry land on the planet, with 1.5-inch square tiles, with one of them painted red on the bottom. I cut that out in a piece of paper. That's pretty small. A person wandering for a lifetime around the continents would be permitted to bend down only one time and pick up a single piece of tile. The odds of his picking up the red tile are the same odds that one person would fulfill 8 Old Testament prophecies throughout history. The words of Jesus to our travelers rekindle faith and give hope. Today, the words of Jesus that we hear in our liturgy, that we read from the pulpit, sung in our songs, rekindle faith and give hope. As the two men listened, verse 32 tells us their hearts are set on fire. Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us? They believe Jesus is the promised Messiah. They believe Jesus is alive and is the risen Savior. They are filled with faith, hope, and joy. They begged him to stay. They want to hear more. They run and tell the disciples. There in Jerusalem, Jesus appears again to them, to the disciples. And we remember from last week, the disciples are fearful, but Jesus expounds to them again the same scriptures. They are convinced, filled with joy. They announce to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." Jesus opens their minds and warms their hearts through the scriptures. Now we also see the risen and living Christ and believe in him. Our minds are opened once again and our hearts are warmed. Our sins are forgiven. So life no longer bogs us down with a sense of guilt and fear of death. We can live with a sense of immortality. Life is not hopeless. 1 Peter 1 tells us, we have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We do not walk alone in this life. We do not walk alone to the grave. The risen Christ promises, because I live, you also will live. Like the two men on the road, there's new hope, and there's a spring in their steps. Before they were just shuffling. Now they hurry back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples. We have a living Lord that changes everything. We have a living Savior who is with us amid sorrows and joy. We have a living Savior amid us in life and death. We live by faith in him and the power of his resurrection, the resurrection that we celebrated on Easter. In the South Pacific, 2,000 miles west of Chile, is an island called Easter Island because the Dutch discovered it in 1722 on Easter. And what makes Easter Island remarkable is the unusual large stone monument shaped in the form of faces dating back many centuries. Easter is an island that tourists visit only occasionally. But for us, Easter is no island. This Sunday is no holiday excursion. It is not a celebration that we observe and then forget like a birthday. It is an ongoing reality because Jesus lives. When we go back to the old grind of our jobs, we remember Christ is risen. Hallelujah. When we face a seemingly insurmountable problem, we remind ourselves that Christ is risen. Is risen indeed. Hallelujah. When we stand at the grave of a loved one that was a child of God, we have hope in the resurrection because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. When we find our steps heavy, our spirits sagging and our hearts growing cold, that we hear and taste in the scriptures and the sacraments the goodness of our Lord. You are not alone. Jesus walks with you every day. He speaks to you in his word. He opens to you the scriptures. He opens your eyes to see, and your heart is warmed. Sad hearts are filled with joy. Troubled hearts are filled with peace. Weak hearts are filled with strength. Doubtful and despairing hearts are filled with hope. Lukewarm hearts are filled with conviction. Cold hearts are burning with faith and hope. We know and believe that there is no sin he does not forgive. There is no hurt he does not heal. And there is no emptiness he cannot fill. Jesus, our risen and living Lord and Savior, brings our hearts from hopelessness to hearts burning with abounding joy. Amen.